This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to a new episode of What School You Went? Start every conversation with that question. I'm Ron Mizutani, and today we are featuring another October spooktacular story. And this one involves a condominium in Mo'ili'ili that many emphatically believe is the most haunted building in all of Honolulu. We're talking about the Contessa condominium across from the Hawaiian Humane Society. I want to welcome back a good friend of ours, Lopaka Kapanui. Lopaka grew up around old Hawaiian legends and ghost stories from his ohana, and today he shares those stories. He's the best ghost storyteller in town, if not the world. Leads his walking ghost tours with Mysteries of Hawaii on Oahu, takes them on tours in person and also online. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. Thank you very much for saying that. Appreciate it. What school you went?
So, went to Waipahu, class of 1980, Marauders.
Marauder pride.
Yeah. So, you know, Ben Villaflor, all those guys.
You know, I just had Jesus Salud on recently, and Jesus is a Nanakuli boy.
Yeah.
But we all knew and knew him from his days of boxing at Waipahu Rec.
Yeah.
So I always thought he was a Waipahu high school kid, but he grew up in Nanakuli. Interesting, yeah. I think I might have asked this of you before. Can you sing me a verse of your alma mater?
No. Because I forget.
You forget. Yeah, how convenient. I might as well try ask again because I knew the answer. But
Neath the Waving Tassels. That's all I remember.
What was that?
Neath the Waving Tassels stands Waipahu High.
There you go. Hey, I'll take that. That's more than you offered me the last time. Welcome back, Lopaka. You know what? Okay. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps already. Because Mo'ili'ili, I mean, gosh, every community has their stories and such. Mo'ili'ili is no different. And I've heard different stories on this one as well. Some of them take you back to the early 1900s, when a smallpox epidemic killed thousands of people, Hawaiians, 10,000 people, 5,000 were buried right there on the Contessa, as far as some people say, where that condominium was built. Hmm. What are the stories you've heard?
Wow. the story of Hi'iaka coming back from Kauai with Lohiau and Wahine o Ma'o. And part of the story says that, you know, Hi'iaka tells them, I'm going to go by land, so meet me at this place. And so she's waiting for them, and Lohiau and Wahine o Ma'o are coming, and she can see them approaching in the distance. This huge mo'o appears, and loosely translated, basically what he's telling Hi'iaka is, you know, she's a slave and she's worth, you know, just nothing but a spot of a pile of, you know, palanayo. And so Hi'iaka is like just so enraged that she flies across the way, and her pa'u skirt that's lined with lightning bolts just hammels the thing and just cuts this mo'o into pieces and tells him, you know, until now you were a mo'o nui, but hereafter you are just a mo'o ili'ili, just little pieces of one.
That's the name.
So komo'o ili'ili, original name, and that's where the Contessa is. That's supposedly where all that happened.
Wow. See, I never heard that one. Mm-hmm. And that would make sense. The origins of our names, our place names, street names, tell a lot, right? And a young man over at KHON, Kamakapili, does a segment that I think is awesome. And he talks about place names and street names and gives some history. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps. But that one I never heard before. The Contessa, though, is... So this condominium, and folks who live there say they've seen, they've felt, they have all kinds of different stories of the ghost dog, and several suicides have happened there. You know, we always talk about cemetery, and I'm going to ask you to come back and talk about a Waialua cemetery in the next few weeks, but cemetery doesn't necessarily mean bad.
No.
Not at all. In fact,
yeah,
maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you view a cemetery that's cared for and the right, it is pono in different ways, but tell me about a cemetery.
You know, cemeteries and graveyards is a lot of times where you end up, but not necessarily where you died.
Right.
And spirits are attached to the places where they expired.
Correct.
And a lot of times spirits are also attached to places that, you know, made them the most happy. So 90% of the time when people tell me they've seen an apparition or a spirit in the cemetery or a graveyard, I tell them what you're looking at is probably someone's psychic thumbprint of the grief they left behind in that space. And sometimes a person's grief is so significant, it leaves an impression. And if you're sensitive enough, psychically receptive enough, that's what you'll see. And so no other place is that more evident than Kawaihao Church Graveyard. Mm-hmm. You know, people see stuff like that all the time and they don't realize they're looking at the impression of a living person.
Interesting.
So really nothing to be afraid of, but it's because of, and I don't say this to hurt anyone's personal belief, but it's because of philosophical and religious dogma mm-hmm. and social media that we've been conditioned to believe cemeteries and graveyards bad,
right.
Spirits, vampires, you know, and other stuff.
Well, Hollywood can contribute to that too, right?
Yeah,
with
but
all
it's
the,
very common sense.
With the horror, nightmare, and stories that we see where everything happens at a cemetery, but the reality is a cemetery is where some of us land. Some of us end up in the ocean
yep.
upon our passing, but it's where you passed, where you can feel.
Yeah.
Whether they're comfortable, happy, angry, still, mm-hmm. that's where it's all at. That being said, though, why is that condominium so much of a focus? I mean, even realtors talk about that place, and maybe or don't talk about it because, you know, stuff happened there. I mean, suicides, plural.
Yeah, realtors, plumbers. There's a very well-known story about a plumber who went to go examine this woman's pipes, you know, underneath her sink, and I think it was like the 36th floor. And when he got there, the first thing the woman said is, you know, before you begin, can you put your ear to the drain in my kitchen sink and tell me what you hear? And the plumber was kind of worried. He says, oh, well, you know, why? If I do that, what? You're not going to crack me over the head, chop me up into pieces? She's like, makes you feel better. I'll wait outside the door in the hallway. And so the plumber went like this, you know, his ear to the drain in the kitchen sink. And he's like, oh, the woman says, what happened? He says, lady, you get voices inside your kitchen sink. She's like, I know. But what are they saying? He says, it's Hawaiian. These voices are saying, what are we going to do about our bones? Our bones are in this place. What are we going to do? And the plumber left, ran out of the woman's unit and just never came back.
Interesting you say that. So we talk about cemetery and Evie, I mean, and bones and desecration of our burial sites. From what I understand, back in 1968, they exhumed bodies from that cemetery, almost 500 of them,
yeah.
to move them to another cemetery. I don't know reason why, but relatives of the dead, the deceased, sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they won money back in 1971, I think, to the tune of 10 grand. But
yeah.
could this be part of the disruption of, because I'm sure they didn't do it in a pono way back in 68.
Oh, no.
You know?
They didn't care.
There was no such thing.
No.
Thanks to Governor Waihe, we actually had protocol. But, you know, back then, nobody can see out of sight, out of mind. We're just going to move.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
Right.
That was when it was still the old Komo'ili'ili Church.
Mm-hmm.
And right before COVID, had this old local Hale guy on the tour. And he told me, he said he was one of those guys that had to exhume those bodies and bring it to Kawaihao Church graveyard. And he told me, he said, everything you're talking about, he said, I was there. And he said, you know, me, this Hale guy, like he said, I feel really bad. He said, it's overwhelming feeling like there's disrespect. And he's telling these other guys, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. And he said, they're not just, you know, putting the bodies in that mass grave at Kawaihao, like, you know, nicely. It's like from the truck, just, he said, like nothing. And he said, I'll never forget when Likeke Hall was there. You said this tall Hawaiian woman, dark hair, like shock of white hair, running across the graveyard yelling, "Aole!" And she stopped these guys and she told them, "Gentlemen, shall I go back to the places where you guys come from and desecrate the graves of your ancestors?" You know, and they're all scared because this, you know, Hawaiian woman is scary. It's like, "No, ma'am." She says, "Then why are you doing it to mine?" And this guy said that that Hawaiian lady stood there until they put the rest of those bodies into that mass grave, like, nicely. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of just discarding it like it was opala.
Yeah, because you'd imagine if it was related, if some of those that were moved, and, you know, the bones and you know, all the mana that comes with that, some of them must have been Hawaiian back in, you know, 1910 when we lost so many lives to that pandemic.
In fact, that Kwaihau Church graveyard on the punch bowl side, you'll see that coral monument with the bell on top. So all of those names are all of those people.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Right there with the source being in Mo'ili'ili. As far as the condominium, have you been asked to go back there at all in recent years? Or do you take a tour through there? Have you taken?
I used to when we would do a bus tour. And not into the parking lot, but just that little lane. But since COVID, we haven't been able to do that anymore. Back then, I was working at Punanaleo, so one of the parents was, you know, still a kumu at UH and doing great things. She said the original story is where the Contessa is. Used to be this pond, and this kahuna lived there with his, you know, his wife, their kids, and parents and everything else. And this kahuna was always looking for more power, to be more powerful. And so someone told him, if you go to the island of Kauai and you go to Poipu, there's this one kahuna that can help you, you know, achieve what you want. And so sailed there, saw that kahuna from Kauai, who told him, in order to achieve what you want, you have to be willing to take the life of your most favorite person in your ohana. And he said, after you do that, the path to your house of knowledge will be made much more shorter. And so this kahuna's favorite person was his youngest son. So he went back to his place at Mo'ili'ili, grabbed the youngest son, walked into the pond, and just held his head underwater. And he said he knew when the boy had passed, because now sand replaced the pond, appeared in place of the water. And nothing happened. And so that kahuna was so upset, sailed back to Kauai, told that kahuna in Poipu, did everything you wanted. Nothing happened. Nothing happened? Well, my most favorite person in my ohana was my youngest boy, and I drowned him in the pond. And then sand appeared in place of the pond. And the kahuna said, so describe to me what is around your pond. He said, my house. And when you arrive at your place, how must you go to your house? He said, I got to walk around the pond because it's a big pond. He said, but now that your son has died and sand has appeared in place of the pond, you can walk across the pond. Your path to your house of knowledge has now been made that much more shorter. The kahuna just laughs. So this kahuna from Oahu, realizing he'd been tricked, went back to his place and killed everybody. And his last act of insanity was to approach this unusually shaped pohaku, put his hands on it, and imbue into it all of his mana and all of his madness. And so from what I understand, that one pohaku is still under the foundation of the Contessa today, along with the 600 other bodies they didn't take to Kauai Ha'o. So supposedly that's what's there.
So if there's a for sale sign,
no buy.
I'm not going to say that, but just be aware.
Be aware.
And you know, here's the deal, Lopaka, and you know this because you have many realtor friends too that probably ask for your counsel all the time who believe. A lot of them don't take the time to understand that or even believe. They have responsibilities to definitely share, especially if there's been a violent crime, et cetera. But many don't, and they're not truthful, or in this case, maybe they just don't took the time to understand that. There's responsibility. There's kuleana when it comes to that, is there not?
Absolutely. And so for those who are truthful and they leave it up to the purchaser, not too long after that is when I get the call from the person who's, you know, bought the property or the realtor. It's like, can you come, like, you know, off the record, just fast kind, you know, no post them on social media.
Right.
When I do blessings and cleansings and other stuff, yeah, that is not advertised.
Right.
You know, I keep that private. So it's all word of mouth.
When you do that, because I've been to one in Manoa that had a grandpa who didn't want to leave after he died. Mm-hmm. And I got this from my realtor friend who believes, by the way, and brought in one Japanese, actually, Buddhist priest to help remove. Yeah. But, you know, everything was in Japanese, so I didn't really quite understand. But basically, he asked, well, to leave, just sometimes rudely, mm-hmm. or just saying, you don't have to be here anymore. Just go. What is the conversation, I mean, is that the right word, that you're having with the spirit that's still there?
Before that happens, I bless the people first. Because a lot of times it's people-oriented. It really doesn't have so much to do with the place. You know, it's the persons. They have to get blessed first so they can coexist with, you know, what's there. And then next is addressing the spirit. And what people don't understand about addressing spirits is, you know, you don't have to be dramatic. You know, you must go, you must mm-hmm, leave. Mm-hmm. Even though the person is no longer flesh and blood, the personality is still the same. So mm-hmm. you can still talk to them as if they were a living person. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to deal with the spirit, you know, so they understand what's going on, why they can't move past this certain point.
Right.
And in that capacity, the spirit becomes more agreeable as opposed to, like, you know, fire and brimstone, which
right.
a lot of times doesn't work. Makes right. it worse, actually.
That's all for TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just went to a house blessing this weekend. I'll be respectful to the owner, and Kahu Kureoko Keikoa was conducting. And he wanted to know who lived here before, how many owners prior. It was one owner. This is a home in Kunia. And he was, you know, not dramatic at all yeah. when he did his blessing. He basically said, for anybody that's still here, everything be pono, but please, you know, mm-hmm. please go in peace. And it was like heavy duty. And I know that not enough of that goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough of that goes on. For anybody who lives at the Contessa who may be listening to this or have a friend or family, not to make you scared, but just maybe aware.
Yeah.
Because, you know, education is so key. But what if they say, hey, how can I get Lopaka to come out to bless us?
Yeah.
You available?
I'm available.
Yeah.
They can email you or you can text me. There's also no fee.
Yeah.
You know, and if you decide to give, that's fine. If you decide not to, that's fine.
Well, maybe it's long overdue for some folks or some realtors who need to have an understanding of Kuleana. All right. There you go. The story of the Contessa condominium, who many say is the most haunted building in all of Honolulu. Although folks in Merchant Street downtown would say otherwise.
Oh, that's another one.
That's another one. The post office down there has got plenty mana, plenty stories.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, Lopaka, thanks for joining us. Mahalo nui for joining us, folks. We got one more week of Lopaka joining us. Next time we talk story, we're going to talk about a cemetery in Waialua. And you don't want to miss that one. Until then, ahuiho.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimane Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.